I originally came to Bentonville with a directive from the Bishop of the Diocese of Arkansas to plant an Episcopal church. I was eager to do that. What I didn't realize was that I'd been given an opportunity to proclaim the gospel in an unexpected way. I didn't have any idea that a simple invitation to join our happy band and an assurance before communion that no matter where you are in your journey of faith, you will be welcomed at Christ's table, would be met with such relief and joy. I was offering good news to people who had been rejected by their churches or couldn't come to terms with the fundamentalist beliefs held by the dominant religious culture. It was good news to gays and lesbians, and later to the transgender community, that they had found a church where they would be accepted, without expectation that they reject their sexual identity. It was good news to educated people that they could still be Christian without denying the validity of scientific inquiry and their God-given ability to reason. It was good news to people that beauty could be a pathway to God and that an ancient style of worship could be compatible with the progressive theology of God. "Come to the Episcopal Church," one of our new members proclaimed, "where you don't have to hate anybody." We realized that we were creating not just another church, but a school of love. Part of the appeal of coming to Bentonville was the expectation that because it was the home of one of the most powerful corporations in the world, there might be an opportunity to make a real difference, not just in the local community, but among the people and places touched by Walmart corporate policy and practice around the world. That has proven to be the case. We have compassionate and progressive-minded people within our congregation who, through their example and willingness to speak up on social issues, have an influence within the corporate culture. I've realized that I have the ear of people on the outer circle of our congregation who have never darkened the doors of our church, who respect our advocacy on behalf of low-wage workers, our support for women in leadership roles, our full inclusion of the LGBT community, our willingness to speak out on behalf of the prisoners, the poor, and the marginalized. As a local congregation, we can offer a critique of corporate policy that's received in a way that criticism afar might not be. It's a bully pulpit. It is admittedly easier to launch a school of love than it is to transform an established church with long existing prejudices and practices. From its inception, before it became an organized mission of the Episcopal Church, we were a motley crew of misfits, composed of all kinds of people from all walks of life. Less than a year after we first began holding Sunday worship services, we noticed that the newly immigrated Hispanic community were regarded with suspicion and mistrust by established churches. Without giving it much thought, of course we'd welcome Latinos. We opened our doors widely and reached out to the brown faces we found around us. The first time a transgender person approached me about coming to All Saints, I was able to assure her with confidence that she would be accepted. And she was. Now Geraldine, formerly Gerald, stands most Sundays at the entrance to All Saints, greeting visitors and handing them a bulletin. Visitors immediately realize that All Saints is the kind of place where they want to belong, or they decide right away that our brand of radical inclusion may not be for them. During hymns and the reading of the Nicene Creed, the high-pitched, off-key voice of the mentally deficient daughter of one of our parishioners can be heard rising above the voices of the congregation, reminding us all that we are called to welcome all God's children with whatever strengths and weaknesses they bring with them. As a church that is always pushing the boundaries of who will come to understand, of who we will come to understand is included in the circle of God's love, we are currently testing the limits of our sense of inclusion by an exploration of a project in which All Saints Congregation Etz Haim and the Bentonville Islamic Center will build together a sacred space to be shared by the three congregations. While most members of our congregation wholeheartedly support the project, it is met with some resistance. As one of our elderly members explained to me, I don't want a priest who marches in gay pride parades or prays with the Muslims. I think the school of love is I think of the school of love as existing at the center of an ever-expanding circle of compassion. We're learning to love people who are different from ourselves. We're learning that God's love knows no limits, and we are called to love as God loves. In the school of love, we're in the process of learning that true religion can't be used to create barriers between people. True religion enables people of different belief systems to set differences aside and live together in peace and a shared love for God. That's the graduate level course in the school of love, the one we're working on now.